KXNW, Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart Radio station.
The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, yesterday at KCRA.com, they had the list of California being the most psycho state in the union, Connecticut first place, California second, and then they had the list of all the other ones after that. So they said that California number two. When it comes to states with the most psychopaths, we could post this up too, Dana, if we can, so people can see the criteria. So what we had is a psychopath test to find out which of the three of us on the show is most psycho. We went through the questions. It'll be on podcast if you didn't catch it. We're not going to repeat them. Hold on, Dana. We got to have this fancy music before you.
Oh, we have music.
Yes. See? Yes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to play it all, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of it.
Joe's dancing.
There we go. All right, Dana. So we all took the questions. Uh-huh. You can check it out on the podcast. It'll be waiting for you on the blog. Mm-hmm. Who is, Dana, the most psycho on the Dog and Joe Show?
The most psycho on the Dog and Joe Show is Joe.
Yeah! Oh, wow.
With a score of 13, it goes eight up above 18, basically. And the scale is 18 and up is strong psychopathic tendencies, 13 through 17, moderate to minor, and 0 through 12, no psychopathic tendencies.
Oh, wow. Joe is a moderate psychopath! I knew it!
How does that figure?
And because you're psycho, and I've always told you that, and before we started out, Joe said, oh, we know who's going to get that. Dog. Where did I score, Dana? Is there any idea?
I do have your score. You are a 9.
Yes!
I'm a 13? Mm-hmm.
You're a 13.
And what are you, Dana? I'm like a 2?
I'm a 4.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank God Dana's here.
Wow.
Your score is based upon, they said, Cleckley identified 16 factors that he believed made up the main features of psychopathy, and it's superficial charm, good intelligence, absence of delusions, and other signs of irrational thinking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
love the irrational thinking and the delusional thoughts. Yes.
See, it's a good thing I'm still going to counseling. I'm a psycho.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, but you're moderate, so maybe the therapy is helping.
My wife and child are in the vehicle. My ex-wife, whatever she's going to be soon, is in the car with my child right now, and I love you both.
She's probably like, this is correct. She's clapping.
Yeah. Yeah. What she's saying right now is, oh, my God, he just said he loves us both. Does that mean he's going to come home today and kill us?
She goes, see, everyone? That's why I went back. He's only a moderate psycho.
Yeah. Yeah, back when I left him, he was pegging 19 on the psycho meter.
He was full on psycho.
Yeah. Wow, good job, Dana. Yes, Dana, the most stable on the show. Me, I'm just normal. Joe, teetering on cuckoo.
It could go either way tomorrow. Yeah. I might come in here as Joe, or I might come in here as psycho Joe.
The funny thing is, at the end of both of ours, Dog, it says, congratulations for not being a psychopath today.
Yeah!
So, it could change, apparently, depending on the day.
What's mine say? Sorry, you'll be jailed shortly?
It just says,
you're a kook.
Some people with psychopathic tendencies find that in moderation. They may be helpful to them. I don't even know what that means.
Well, they're just trying to make you feel better because they don't want you to kill them for administering the test.
So now I want to add some more science to this study. California, the second most psycho state. Is it because of all the other transplants and hillbillies that move from other states into our blessed state, like Joe saying. From Indiana? Mm-hmm. You come here, everyone knows that everyone's psycho that lives out of the state of California. It's all the other people that are coming into California that make us get this bad rap.
We bring our psychoticness to the state.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Like, if we got rid of all the people from Indiana.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we get rid of all these people that have transplanted here.
It's Joe's fault.
It is Joe's fault. Yeah, so all the people that aren't from here leave so we can be normal again.
I don't want to.
There's also this tidbit with Joe's sex life, impersonal, trivial, and poorly integrated.
Oh.
That's one of the other characteristics.
Oh. Yeah. How would we define that more clinically? Say that again, Dana.
So, sex life, impersonal, trivial, and poorly integrated.
So I don't have any sex?
Well, it's just poor.
I think it just means it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. You don't do it enough, and when you do, it's cuckoo, and it's just all over the place, and probably with yourself if you're a psycho, because no one else. Hey,
probably a couple people agree with that.
Hey, sweetie, you want to go to the bedroom and have sex? She goes, oh yeah, let me go to the bathroom and powder up. Joe gets to the door; it's locked.
Yeah, she's jumped out the window.
What's the password?